Now, we all know how cold the weather is over the past couple of days, and that just maybe might turn our attention to the homeless people in our community. A Belfast City councillor has accused Northern Ireland Housing Executive of having lost control of homelessness. The SDLP's Paul McCusker has called on the executive to get in touch with reality. The Housing Executive has just released their Homelessness Strategy Annual Progress Report. Paul is on the line with us now. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen. Good
morning. And Brian O'Kane from the Executive. He's the Housing Solutions Manager for Belfast. Morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Paul, you're saying there's a crisis, and you're saying the Housing Executive have lost control. How have they lost control?
Yeah, Stephen, there is a crisis, and we've been in crisis for some time now. I mean, in 2017, the NI Audit Office had published a report to state that the current homelessness strategy actually wasn't being effective. We're now a year on, nothing's changed. At the weekend, we've seen people sleeping on the streets reach double figures. We're now coming into November, it's coming into the winter nights, and people are put more at risk. Homelessness, we know, is more about the rough sleeper. I mean, in hostel setting, hostels have now been used as medium stay, when really they should only be used as temporary accommodation. And people are caught up in the cycle of homelessness and see no way out. The current providers in Belfast are under extreme pressure. Quite often people have to be maybe sent out of Belfast for temporary accommodation. And people are caught up in the homeless cycle for far too long. But a year on from the NI Audit Office stating that the homelessness strategy isn't being effective, we're no further on, and there's no clear direction of where we're going to go.
Brian?
Good morning, and good morning, Paul. I think the critical issue from the executive point of view is we do have a new strategy. We're working closely with the providers on the ground here in Belfast.
So tell us, what's new about that strategy and ordinary language that we can all understand. What's different?
The key difference, really, is an ongoing commitment from the housing executive to work with the most vulnerable people who present to us. Often when they present to us at that lowest ebb, when everything else has fallen apart, we will work tirelessly with a dedicated staff team to work tirelessly to secure a place of safety so that anyone is on the street, we will get them off the street.
Okay, I'm stop there, please, so that I understand this. So you've said that that's new, that you will have an ongoing commitment. Does that suggest that you have never before had an ongoing commitment to homeless people?
No, we've always had a commitment. The strategy gives us a
reason. So what's new? No, what's new about you? You've said that there's a new strategy. What's new about the new strategy?
The new element of the strategy is really an increased focus on prevention. We would like to prevent people becoming homeless, but clearly where we are at the moment, we're responding to the crisis of homeless. A number of very vulnerable people with mental health and addiction are presenting to us.
How many?
Last year, we had about 18,000 people present to us. Same again for this year. It's plateaued over the last number of years.
18,000 people homeless. Is that right, Brian?
That's the number of people present to us, yes. Many of those people can make their own arrangements. It's a small majority who we have to find temporary accommodation for. Last year, we secured 3,000 people temporary accommodation of the 18,000 who presented to us. Many people can make their own arrangements, and we support them to do that. But they're very vulnerable. We will always ensure that we have a place of safety for anyone who comes to us in need of temporary accommodation.
How many people are on the street?
We work with the Welcome Centre Street Outreach, who give us a return. Last year, we found 5 people on the street. The street counts will happen over the next couple of weeks. At the moment, we are seeing an increase.
Last year, five people on the street?
Yeah.
For the whole of Belfast? There'd be more than that, would there not?
This year, we are seeing an increase in the number of people on the street. Some of that is street activity. People on the street may have already have their own temporary accommodation or permanent accommodation.
And an increase to what, Brian?
Around double that, 10 to 15 to 20 people, as Paul says. But some of those people will have their own temporary accommodation.
Hold on, there's a huge difference from going from 5 to 10 and 5 to 20. So has it quadrupled or has it doubled?
It's probably doubled in the last year. But what's important to reach out
there... So it's 10, not 20?
Yes, but...
Do you know how many homeless people are on the streets?
We do.
How many?
At the moment, there's around 10 to 15. But many of those, just to take it back to last year, no one died on the street last year. We worked to make sure anyone who was on the street, we had a place of safety and an offer to get them off the street. That's what we're doing again this year. Some of the people on the street at the moment have mental health and addiction issues. Many of them have their own temporary accommodation, and we work with them to get them back to it. And we continue to make sure that anyone who we contact today or was in contact with us, we will have a place of safety.
Paul?
Yeah, Stephen, I know Brian said there's 10 people, but on Saturday night I spent out until 3 o'clock in the morning on the streets, and there's 26 people that we counted in a sleeping bag in a doorway. So numbers are continuing to rise. In terms
of that's just Belfast, right?
That's just Belfast, yeah. In terms of provision, I mean, my own experience, you know, I'm often in the housing executive most days with people trying to get them into temporary accommodation. And come 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the housing executive struggle to find a safe place to put someone into. And quite often, the person has to present at the night shelter, not guaranteed a bed or not. So, I mean, the provision, I mean, I've been raising this for a number of months around the current pressures. There's nothing that's changed. And people quite often are staying on the streets because they can't access a bed.
Well, Brian, is that true that you can't? That there are often occasions where you can't give someone a bed when they present asking for one?
Well, we are confident that if someone comes to us and we're in contact with people, we will find them a place of safety. It is challenging at the moment, but we will be. Our team will work tirelessly.
No, not challenging. It's not challenging. That word doesn't exist to someone that's in the freezing cold and is saying, "Have you got a bed?" Has what Paul has said untrue? Are you telling me that when someone presents for a bed, you can find them one?
We are confident that we will find a place of safety for someone who presents to us, yes.
So, Stephen, sorry, that's not my experience. And quite often what happens is there's a referral made to the night shelter and the person has to queue up at the night shelter, not knowing if they're going to get a bed or not. So in the last number of months, people I've worked with have not got a bed for the night. And that's my experience, Stephen.
Well, I'd like to know how come you're saying there aren't enough beds, Paul, and the housing solutions manager is saying there are. So we got to square that circle. Listen, thank you.